Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, turn the radio. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Thank you very much. That's my handle. My phone's going off in the middle of the radio show. How's that? If you guys remember a couple weeks ago? It was like
March 27th.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. You would know the date. That's good good for you. We had Dr. Jennifer, now make sure I do this correctly because I don't want to do it right. Roback Morse.
That's right.
Okay, but we call you
Dr. J.
Okay. We get along smashingly. We really just kind of met in just like 5 minutes.
I'm just a very friendly person.
There you go. Yeah. That makes it easy. We're going to talk today, since we're kind of introducing Dr. J to the audiences more in depth. Plus, you have a gala dinner going on. So we want to talk about the dinner. We're going to talk about your event. We're going to talk about the different things that are going on. So first and foremost, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David.
So you're welcome. That's the big intro. It goes down from there.
Uh-oh.
Because everything goes... talk to us. Tell us a little bit. You're the founder of the Ruth Institute?
Yes,
I am. You're the founder. So you're the person who put the Ruth Institute together.
That's right.
Explain to people what the Ruth Institute is.
Yes. The Ruth Institute promotes lifelong married love to college students. We're trying to create an intellectual and social climate that's favorable to marriage on campuses. And the reason we need to do that is because that on your average campus, secular and in sadly all too many cases, Christian and Catholic colleges alike, you could get a whole lot of nonsense being taught about marriage and sexuality and gender and all of that kind of stuff. And so there's a lot of hostility against the institution of marriage, not to mention the whole hookup social culture that goes on. So for a good, well-brought-up Christian, good, well-brought-up Catholic or Mormon or, you know, anybody who's got a kind of traditional view of sexuality, those kids go off to school and they're flooded with stuff that's out of control, you know. And so a lot of our kids, the kids who are attracted to us, know their faith, they know what they're supposed to do, they know what they're supposed to think, but they can't defend themselves in a secular context. And that's where we come in to try to help them to say, look, here's what you can say in your sociology class. Here's the kind of term paper you can write that won't compromise your views, but that will have a scientific basis behind it, and your teacher will have to take seriously.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff is how we equip them, and also help them to live, you know, have a fun social life,
right?
That has them not getting drunk and, you know, doing non-biblical activities, shall we say?
Right. So here's what I, you know, because, you know, when you watch the news, and I've talked about this about 20 times, and we're not gonna dive into this particular thing, but, you know, making the morning pill available to kids as young as 10 years old. My premise is the government is not helping with the problem in standing in any kind of moral fiber. They're adding to the problem of promiscuity by making it seem acceptable, normal, and okay, and it doesn't matter, God doesn't care kind of attitude. Most of them don't even believe in God. But, I mean, the whole point is they're aiding in the wrong direction. And the irony behind it all is they're saying, well, this is how you have fun, or this is how you do this, or this, or this. And it's like, it's so absurd. Young people were aware of the pain that gets involved in having relationships that are just fly by night, and not just the drama, but the emotional drying, and literally it sucks the life out of people, and they don't even realize it. Yet they're being encouraged by the government to do it.
Yes.
It's like, come on.
Yes, and you know, there's a couple things about that. This is a great issue to talk about because we have the idea, we're taught the idea that the sexual revolution is here to stay. Oh, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You know, all this kind of stuff, like it's inevitable, and there's nothing to be done about it. We just have to accommodate ourselves to it. That's the message. But the truth is that the government has been actively promoting contraception actively subsidizing contraception since 1970.
Yeah.
Okay, so there maybe 5 years where contraception was completely legal and available, but not being subsidized and promoted by the federal government. You know, so to act like they are a neutral player,
ridiculous.
Just letting people do what they want and staying out of the way, that's simply not true.
Yeah, it's
but
absurd.
The other point that you made that I think is really, really crucial, especially for young people to get, is that the pill, whether it's the morning after pill or the night before pill, whatever you want to call it, all of these things is trying to be technological solutions to what are, in fact, moral problems, right? And so we don't want to think that there are any moral problems. We want to think that we can do whatever we want and it'll all turn out okay. But the fact is, there's no pill that will protect you from a broken heart.
That's right.
There is no pill that is going to heal you from the feeling of being rejected. There's no pill that's going to prevent you from feeling jaded as you have to kind of wrap yourself up in aluminum foil or something so you don't get hurt the next time, All of that stuff is just swept under the rug. And so it's a view of the human person that is profoundly anti-Christian, profoundly not true, completely unrealistic, because it's acting like you're like an animal, and all we have to do is contracept you and you can act like a monkey or something and it's all good. But even monkeys don't do that, So it's crazy.
The crazy part about that is what the brilliant strategy is of the enemy is they want to tell people there is no God. So you just do these things, just function like the animal kingdom. And the reason that they want that to be true is because when they die, they don't want to be accountable. They don't want to have to answer for. They don't want to have to feel like, I'm going to have to answer for this. I'm going to have to respond. But guess what? No matter what happens, when you die, God will be there. It doesn't matter. He will be there.
And you're going to be dead a long time.
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting practice. By the way, I want to offer you one pill that would make a big difference for everybody's broken heart. It's called the Gospel.
Very good.
You gotta like that. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is what you guys are doing at the Ruth Institute is equipping, training, prepping, and protecting. Right? I mean, would that be a great way to say it? Because they're in a school environment. They're bombarded.
Absolutely.
Bombarded.
Absolutely.
And there's very few places to go to get the right information, information that they can utilize in a war, a social war, that they're already being called losers before the war even starts.
They're
being tagged before they even get to the war.
Right, right.
And then they get in there, when they come there with a sense of trying to honor the Lord, and then it's the ridicule from like a professorship level, from a administration level of the school.
And there are RAs in the dorm, the resident advisors in the dorm, their peers, their professors, the whole thing. And you can get a little taste of that. Your listeners can get a little taste of this. If you go to theruthinstitute.org, that's our website, ruthinstitute.org. On the right-hand sidebar of the homepage, there's information about our gala dinner that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. And part of what's on there is a list of names. And those are students that we have worked with or we're about to work with, students we have interacted with. And you click on those, and those students will tell you what the Ruth Institute has meant to them.
Right.
And so you can see in their own words what these kids have to say. And, these are kids from across the religious spectrum. Some are graduated. Some are still in school. Some are doing cool things. Some are, parents. All kinds of young people that we have dealt with. And they're saying exactly the kind of thing that you're saying, Dave.
Yeah. It's not the thing that drives me nuts, and if you every once in a while, when I get on a rant, it goes nutty right here, and it's like, listen, I don't care. That's not politically correct to say that. Who cares? I could care less. I mean, the last time I was politically correct, I was it was my BC days.
Yeah, I was.
Come on. I mean, it's just like, and that was because I was too involved in recreational farmer schools to do anything. So I mean, it's like, come on. It's like this stuff is going on. Call it what it is. I mean, it's a demoralization.
Yes,
and it's not going the right direction. So I love the fact that you're helping kids defend and equipping them with the truth and with tools that will help them stand in the truth and in their relationship with the Lord. The thing that bothered me the most about my kids are a little older now, they're kind of going up the chain, but my one is almost 30 now.
Uh-huh.
He when he was in his early 20s, it was a, I had a concern, but he did have a really genuine faith. I just tried to keep a good relationship with him as a dad, but he did really well. Just very well for being in his just about in, at age 30. It's really kind of kept himself and right. It does the right things. And it's like I had a fear though. I can't always be there. I can't always influence. I can't do so. I was only hoping that the equipping that I gave him in a relationship with the Lord was sufficient. Turns out that it was sufficient for him. But I think people need help.
No kidding. You know, and so I think, you know, our target audience, of course, is the young adult age mm-hmm. 18 to 30. But for the Ruth Institute to function, we have to have the help of adults, right? Because people 18 to 30 don't have any money, right? And they don't necessarily know what they need to know, or they don't know what they don't know. And so therefore, we need the help of adults who care about them to both give us money, but also to help direct the kids in our, point the kids in our direction if they do need some help and some guidance and so on and so forth. So that's a huge part of our mission, is to put the adults who care together with the students who really need us.
Yeah. So that's a great purpose, great vision, great idea. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have Robert just, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to keep you over another segment. What I'd like to do is talk about the gala event, and then I want to talk about the origin and the vision. How it
sure.
all, I mean, that's, I always find how God starts something, I love it, because yeah. I just love hearing how the Lord is working. So we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Ruth Institute. We're talking about your specific event, and see if we can get people to get on board and start participating and helping out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, more with the Ruth Institute, more about protecting your kids, equipping your kids, so they don't get slaughtered by the garbage of the world.
When I'm with you, all my brothers, oh, I feel like a king.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Parents, caregivers, and early learning educators play a valuable role in providing healthy food choices to children at an early age. Proper nutrition plays a key role in a child's ability to learn and do well in school. Call 1-888-5-FIRST-5 for a good start.
The following true story is sponsored by HelloAgent.com.
I needed a miracle. In 2005, during the housing bubble, I bought a condo here in San Diego County. After 8 years, I found myself married with 3 kids and stuck upside down with just 892 square feet of space. My husband and I had been praying, "Father, forgive us our debts, please, we need you." That's when we met our real estate angel, Gabe Filkey. Gabe and his team specialize in serving people like us who need to move into a new home. Gabe is a father of 3, so I felt understood. He took a personal interest in working through our challenges alongside us. They are friendly, knowledgeable, and accessible. Gabe showed us ways to sell our condo and find our new dream home. We close in 2 weeks. We're thankful to God and for Gabe and his team. Call Gabe at 888-411-GABE. 888-411-GABE.
This true story has been sponsored by HelloAgent.com.
Drive safe!
Mark Larson here for the experts at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center right there at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. Much of the safe driving happens before you shut your car door. Keeping up on routine service on your family's car can be the difference between getting where you're going safely or being stuck on the roadside somewhere. Quick Lane's Works Fuel Saver Package is just $39.95 or less. That includes a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery test, and 19-point vehicle checkup. If your vehicle needs brakes, Quick Lane has complete brakes. Service as low as $129.95 after rebate. If your car needs tires to be safer, Quick Lane has what you need. Buy 4 select tires, get up to $120 in rebates, and this month, buy 4 Michelin tires with a $60 rebate. Quick Lane's low price guarantee, too. They'll beat any advertised price on the 13 major brands they sell. Quick Lane services all makes and models, no appointment necessary, open Saturdays too. See service advisor for details. Quick Lane, Broadway and Main, next to El Cajon Ford.
Look, you've got to plan for your future. You do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 12 years, they've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, real estate documents, and more. LegalZoom also helps start and maintain businesses with incorporation and LLC filings, trademarks, and copyrights. Their time-saving service was developed by a team of experienced attorneys, and LegalZoom takes care of you from start to finish. LegalZoom documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. They're not a law firm, but they can connect you to an attorney and provide self-help services at your specific direction. For even more savings, enter FAMILY in the referral box at checkout. If you're a parent or entrepreneur, don't wait any longer. Call or visit LegalZoom.com and protect what's yours.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
Now, hold on 1 minute. Do they really listen to you in heaven? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what you're trying to say? You got ratings up there?
Every word is recorded. that's a good one, huh?
All right, that's
pretty good. You can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can send out good vibes. I just don't have my receiver on.
You are not authorized to access this area.
Okay. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. You know, I don't know why we're losing. It's only Thursday. We wait till Friday normally to lose it. Also, Twitter, follow us at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. We are engaged in, I think, one of the more important conversations of this decade and this generation. I think that's kind of a fair way for me to assess it. And what we're talking about is we're with Dr. J, and that just so you get it, Jennifer Roback Morse. Right?
Got exactly. That? PhD.
PhD.
No, I don't deliver babies or anything like that.
Not that other kind
not
of doctor.
Not that other kind of doctor.
I got a fever, I'm not calling you.
Don't call me.
Don't call you. Take 2 aspirin. Go to bed. My mother said.
You could do that without me.
You know what my mother used to say? I broke my leg. Take 2 aspirin. That's not going to help. She goes, good and hurt. You know? All right? That's how I grew up. Are you kidding? What we're talking about is the Ruth Institute, which is equipping, preparing, encouraging, tell me if I hit any of these wrong, training, supporting, praying for, enhancing people in their connection with the Lord so that the worldly slime of misbehavior doesn't fall all over them.
Well, I've never put it quite that way in any of my marketing pieces, but yeah, that you could that could be true.
That's gonna, and I, because how I see that process is, I see the colleges as a big battleground, and I see it as a spiritual battleground.
Absolutely. The colleges, you know, in a sense, have been taken over by the enemy, in a sense. And if you think about it, when the students arrive on campus and they go to their co-ed dorms, the co-ed dorms are basically their barracks.
Right.
And they're basically being conscripted into the sexual revolution, whether they want to be or not. They're now all conscripts, and they're being put in this environment where they're almost certain to get in trouble, or they have obviously a higher probability of getting into some kind of trouble. So a lot of students go in pro-life and they come out pro-choice because now they think they need abortion, right? Because they've been put into this kind of compromised situation, or they've had friends, they've seen friends, you know, in that kind of situation. So it's a very, we've got institutional structures that are pointing people in the wrong direction. In the direction of unhappiness, it's not simply that it displeases God, that's true. But even if you don't believe in God, you ought to be able to see that this isn't making people happy.
You know, I got to tell you, and I can't reveal all this information. When I was a pastor, was talking to somebody who had an extramarital affair. Mm. And what he said, though, had more of an impact on me than virtually anything else I've had somebody say to me about this realm. He said, you know, all those laws about not committing adultery and all that stuff, you know, he goes, it's not that the Lord doesn't want people to enjoy life or have fun. It's that people don't recognize the level of pain and the grief that will come following that type of action. And when he said that to me, I thought, that is exceedingly insightful.
That's
to
right.
understand what it is the Lord's doing. The Lord's not up there going, I'm going to be a strict teacher. I'm going to be this, with this whip. Or he's like, he's up there going, don't do it. You're going to be sorry.
Right.
Don't do this.
Right.
This is going to crush you.
Think of it is that the human sexual desire, the sexual urge, mm-hmm. is meant to draw us together in a lifelong union of love. It's meant to support the marriage, your marriage, and it's meant to bring forth new life. The human sexual act is meant to build a family.
Right.
That's the real organic meaning of love that's written into the body. So if you think about God creating the human person for love, which all Christian denominations believe, right?
Right.
That's core,
mm-hmm.
a core teaching of Christianity. The human person is meant for love. Well, what we now know, what we can now see scientifically and social scientifically, is that the need to love and be loved is written into the body.
Yeah.
And so when we're expressing ourselves sexually, if we do that in the correct context, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And if we do it in the wrong context, we're making ourselves more selfish. We're causing harm to other people. And now after 40 or 50 years of social experimentation with sex, this is all perfectly clear to any honest observer. You can see that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's how we talk about it at the Ruth Institute.
That's good.
We've got an MD who comes and talks to students. We've got a sociology professor. We've got a law professor. You know, we have a number of different disciplines that look at how marriage is supposed to work, right? And then, of course, we got a biblical studies guy who comes in and explains the whole thing, you know? So that's what we do for the students. And this is our biggest program of the year. This is a conference we call It Takes a Family to Raise a Village. And we bring the students in from all over the place, and we work on them for a long weekend. And then at the end, we have the gala dinner. And the gala dinner is open to the public. Anyone can, you know, pay their money and come. You just have to pay a week ahead of time so we can tell the caterer what to bring.
Right.
But it'll be at the Town and Country Resort on June the 2nd. And if you come, you get to meet our students. There'll be a live auction. There'll be live music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do they go to the Ruth Institute
yes.
website?
So the easiest thing to do is to go to ruthinstitute.org
okay.
and look at that right-hand sidebar that I described a moment ago. Look at the right-hand sidebar, and you'll see the gala, information about ITAF gala, and then you'll see a series of names. You can click on any one of those names and read a little bit about one of the students who's been there, or our keynote speakers at the very bottom. You can see him too. And then you can, on every one of those pages, you can click on, you know, buy two tickets, buy four tickets,
gotcha.
Buy a whole table, you know.
Cool. That's cool.
And that's on every single one of those pages. And I think people will really, really be blessed and inspired by these young adults who come to our conference.
Okay,
there's no doubt.
This is what I'm encouraging people to do. I'm encouraging you to go to the website, the Ruth Institute. Is ruthinstitute.org?
That's correct.
Ruthinstitute.org. And check this out. Check out the gala dinner. If you want to start engaging with the Ruth Institute, this is a great intro position to do it in. If you end up going to the gala, first of all, it's a dinner, right? I mean,
You
will be fed. when you said it that way, you get, well, would I be fed well? Because I've got a couple of these, and not like this one that you're doing. And bologna sandwiches sometimes just does not do it.
No.
Okay, no bologna sandwiches.
The Town and Country Resort is not going to feed anyone a bologna sandwich.
I know, that's for sure. So it's a great way, though, to interact and to touch base and to find a connection point with the Ruth Institute. So
yes.
I really encourage people to participate. So this is what I'm encouraging you to do, to go buy tickets so you can eat food and learn a little bit more about one of the ministries that is fighting to protect the kids from the lion's den. I mean, that's kind of a nice way to, you know, kind of.
The other thing that I could mention on this radio station is I'm sure there are people listening who are part of ministries that have something to do with pro-life or pro-marriage. And we have a special discount for people in that situation, and people can bring a display table, a vendor table. We're basically giving away vendor space.
Yeah, that's
okay,
cool.
Okay, so if you're in that situation, you know, go to the website, sign yourself up, and then call the number that's there.
So you got some ministry. industry going on, this is a great, another opportunity, another
absolutely.
Open door. That's
we
a good idea.
We really want people
it's a
there.
Good idea.
You know, we want our people to show up.
That's
we want
good.
People, you know, people feel so beat up around these issues, right? I mean, the redefinition of marriage is going on in state after state. The gay lobby is pushing for these, you know, kind of crazy things that are really, you know, just removing the whole idea of gender from the law and from marriage. You know, it's crazy what they're doing. And so I think people start to feel demoralized. And so you should come to this event to feel pumped up.
Refreshed and strengthened.
Refreshed. You'll look around the room and you'll see all these people who agree with your views, and they're not crazy. They're very attractive people. They're normal looking people. You know, they're not all drooling or Neanderthals or whatever. You know, it's all this crazy stuff.
All that portrayal of how people, all that stuff, it's also ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I saw an article the other day about the former president NAACP saying that people who are in the Tea Party Taliban terrorists. It's like my in-laws are part of the Tea Party. They're like the nicest people in the world.
They're a little too old to be doing this kind of stuff anyway.
I mean, they're just 68 and 70. I don't think they're doing, you know what they're doing? They're like going, stop taxing me out of the universe.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't, you know, it's like all that stuff you hear in the news. I just don't, all of it with
but
a grain of salt.
Do you know the other thing that's very interesting about working in the marriage movement is how much you see that the concern about marriage and family and sexuality goes across political lines. It goes across racial and ethnic lines.
Yeah.
It goes across religious lines. This is the thing that is pulling people together to work together, you know. So in state after state, if we have time, maybe after the break, I don't know what you have in mind for me, but, you know, I'll tell you, state after state, you see African-American pastors, Hispanic pastors, Roman Catholic bishops, evangelicals, all working together to protect marriage and to deal with some of these issues.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to have you back. How we're going to do it is I'm going to have you in here more because I want you to become a part of it. With our audience, it's like me. I have the attention span of a gnat.
So let's remind them one more time. RuthInstitute.org because they might have forgotten.
Okay, RuthInstitute.org. Great place to connect so that you can get the understanding of how to participate in being involved in supporting a ministry and in connecting to the ministry that is protecting our kids who are being slimed to pieces in the college. I mean, it's okay. Let's just say that because nobody's helping them, really. There's not a lot that's going on, and they need to be able to talk about it openly, freely, and have an exchange. And you know what I like? I like that you're I like the – not just the confidence, but just how the Spirit works with you. And it's just like, this is what we got to do. We're doing it. We're doing it. Okay, let's just get it together. We're doing it. And that's why I really want people to check it out. RuthInstitute.org. We're going to have Dr. J. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, but we're just calling her Dr. J. So just get over it. Dr. J. It's easier.
I slam dunk the arguments. That's where that came from.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here. We're just hanging out with Dr. J. That was fun. Right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I got a DDD and another story. Of course, I got another story. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.
So what do you do when your pirate ship sinks off the coast of La Jolla? Make a radio station out of coconuts and a giant hamster wheel, of course. Hi, Cabin Boy Cameron here. That's what we did at Christian Pirate Radio. Our Christian music survived the wreck, and we've been broadcasting the best Christian music of today and yesterday at mycprsandiego.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and stay up to date with the latest news on your favorite Christian artists. You can even send us an email if there's something you'd like to hear. Listen online at mycprsandiego.com.
I am so excited to share with you about Impact 195. Impact 195 truly is cutting edge and will equip you to bring God's love and the pervasive hope of the gospel to the ministry, mission field, and marketplace. Join us May 21st through May 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for our open house. Incredible teaching, compelling worship, and fellowship over an evening meal. Log on to i195.org for more information.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
We're back, and for those of you praying for knee pain relief, we've been talking about a cutting-edge arthritis treatment. The question is, can this make knee replacement surgery obsolete? If you've been told you need a knee replacement, that your knee is bone-on-bone or just simply arthritic, then I'm here to let you know this message is for you. Many are scared stiff of knee replacement surgery, and let's face it, there's no doubt it is major surgery with all the risks that come with it. Anesthesia, bleeding, infection, and unfortunately, uncertain outcomes and no guarantees. The skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute can now use laser guided Hologic digital imaging to precisely guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain without surgery. No hospital stay, no surgical risk, no lengthy rehab, not one bit of downtime. Call 1-800-204-KNEE for your no-obligation, risk-free screening. And more good news, if you're a candidate, Medicare and most major insurance will usually cover the procedure. That's 1-800-204-KNEE. One more time, 1-800-204-5633.
Greetings, K-Praise listeners. Please hear the following serious questions for our listening pastors, lay leaders, and affected church members. Is the growth of your church being limited by small or outdated facilities? Would your church and the community benefit from adding a preschool, daycare, or other neighborhood youth-oriented activities? Does your church location and its facilities no longer match your pastor's and other church leaders' vision? Hi, I'm Tom Morgan, heading up the Church Realty Solutions Group at Lee & Associates in San Diego. At Church Realty Solutions, our highly experienced team can help you create a strategic plan to implement your church's vision for a new real estate facility. We call this process linking real estate to ministry in meeting your church's current or future real estate needs. For a free consultation, please call me, Tom Morgan, at 858-713-9320. That's Tom Morgan at 858-713-9320. You'll find there is a difference with Church Realty Solutions.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
We pay some of the highest utility bills in the nation to live here. So stop losing 30 to 40% of your energy. Old duct systems leak, and not just from the return side, they leak from the supply side too. That means you're breathing air from your crawl space or attic. You don't put square wheels on a brand new Ferrari, but that's what some contractors do when they install a new cooling system on your old inefficient duct system. Let Oak Island Heating and Air Conditioning do a free home energy assessment for you. Learn how to reduce your energy use, improve your comfort level and the air quality of your home. Oak Island Heating and Air Conditioning is an Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Call 760-839-8383 for your free home energy assessment. Ask about the Energy Upgrade California program with incentives of up to $4,000. Call 760-839-8383. 760-839-8383. Oak Island Heating and Air. Absolute comfort.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
As outrageous as they are, those latest scandals and rumors of scandals in the nation's capital, I find some encouragement in the middle of it all. Like Ronald Reagan's story of the little farm boy digging through a manure pile. Asked, "Why are you doing that, little boy?" The lad replies, "Because with a pile of manure this big, there's got to be a pony in there somewhere. So let's find a pony or two." In the hot stories, the IRS targeting nearly 500 conservative groups and not liberal groups. The Justice Department snooping around in the Associated Press staffers' private correspondence and phone numbers. And then there's Benghazi, last September 11th. Where's the good news in those? Well, here's one. Once the mainstream media found they were being targeted by their favorite political people, they got upset, and rightfully so. Now they're paying attention. Many journalists who'd been way too cozy with the president for more than 4 years now smell the stink in these stories. And they're turning back to, what's the word? Oh, yes, objectivity. And there's more. The right and left, and everyone in between, are outraged over the IRS overreaching. So the heat's on. The truth may prevail, and more of it is fine with me. That brings me to this. We're also now starting to get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi last September 11th. Yes, the truth will set us free and may snare a few politicians and bureaucrats caught in webs of cover-up lies. It's about time. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
This is what I want you to remember today. God is the source of hope. He's our only source of hope, and it's a hope that will not disappoint. The Bible says God will fill you with joy and peace through your faith in Him. In other words, as you put your faith in God, He gives you peace, He gives you joy, He gives you hope. And the Bible says you will overflow with hope. Now, your hope is based on the certainty that God will never, ever leave you. He's always present. He's always watching over you. In fact, the Psalm says, "In your name I will hope, for your name is good." And in fact, the Bible tells us that one of God's names is Jehovah Shema, which means God is always there. So let me leave you with this thought from the Bible. The Lord's love never ends. His mercies never stop. They are new every morning. Remember that when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back, to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Keep them coming, people. Keep them coming. Also, Facebook, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. I think that Dr. J from the Ruth Institute did a very nice job, and I really appreciated her forthrightness and her ability to communicate and articulate what they're trying to do to encourage and help and equip our kids, especially our college kids, with the truth, because it's very, very true that there's a lot of worldly influences that come against them, wound them, try to derail them, and I'm for anything that supports them and enables them to prevail. That's me. I mean, everybody thinks that way. There's a Christian who thinks, man, we don't want that kind of garbage happening to our kids like that. That's terrible. We're going to go back to the trivia question, ladies and gentlemen, because we believe the phones are working now. Now, as you know, we put in a new phone system, and you know why they put in a new phone system. I'd like to say it was because we've had 800 people call the show, but that's not why we've had a new phone system put in. They had already had the plan for a new phone system. Here's the only problem. Everybody had just figured out the old system that they put in the new system. Sounds like a corporation. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our trivia question. Same question. Is that a phone ringing now? I know that's you. I love it. Okay.
Hello?
Hello? You're so bad. All right, here it is. Trivia question. We're going back to the trivia question. Again, if you've won in the last 60 days, you cannot win again. You can't get mad at me. What happens is everybody at Corporate Salem dissolves every 60 days. And so that gives you the chance every 60 days to get a prize. Okay. What is the last book of the Old Testament? What is the last book of the Old Testament? We'll try it again, ladies and gentlemen. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. What is the last book of the Old Testament? What is the last book of the Old Testament? If you know that, and you can dial it safely, for those who are in your car, do not do any dialing that's illegal. I do not think that's a good idea. I would just really, really appreciate everybody keeping safe. If you know what the last book of the Old Testament is, you can call in and you can win one of our several prizes that we have rolling today. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Here is my DDD that I did this morning, this devotional diamond of the day. Ready? Ready for this one? This is a good one. Ready? 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 Here we go. This is in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I want you to, I know all of you have heard this story 100,000 times, but I want you to just catch this one little part of it, and we'll just have a little discussion on it. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 through 17, it says the following. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Okay, let's just listen to this, okay? I'll just repeat it. Just follow the ball. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God, he referring to John, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." With him, I am well pleased. Now, I'm going to tell you about this because I want you to hear me what I have to say. Listen to what the Father said. I'm not talking about anything right now except for what the Father said. Listen to what he said. He said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." Now, I have a question for you. As a Christian to other Christians, I have a question. Here's the question. Ready? Why was the Father well pleased? And here's my argument or my position or my discussion in this. Okay, if it was the one dunk water moment, and other people say, well, he was pleased because he got baptized. He was doing what he was supposed to do. If it's the one dunk water moment, okay, that's not that wasn't a thing that was pleasing, but it really doesn't qualify for the word well pleased. The Father said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. I am well pleased." Here's the key. Here's the key. What could he possibly be well pleased with? The relationship that the Son had with the Father. That is what happened the first 30 years of his life. His communion with the Father. Right relationship has to be in place for the beginning and birthing of right ministry. Right relationship has to be in place for the beginning and the birthing of right ministry. In this case, the Father was well pleased because the relationship between the Son and the Father was solid. And thus, the Father was well pleased and Jesus began his ministry. Got it? Yowza! Yowza! I love those DDDs. Those are just gold. All right. Is it Michelle? Do we have Michelle on the line? Is that correct, sir? Are we correct, sir? Am I correct? Yeah, Michelle, are you there? It's breaking up. It sounds like it's breaking up. What can you do? You can't do. Can you hear me, Michelle? Yeah? No? Hello? I cannot hear, so we'll just have to double check. Just hang on there. Hang on there. It looks like there's a... Yeah, I love our phone system, don't you?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Can you hear me? Michelle, can you hear me? Hello? Nope.
Hello?
Hello? Michelle. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, she's breaking up. It's too.
Are you there?
Yeah, the connection's too tough. We'll have to just do the. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna have to have Michelle call back. We'll take a break. We had a bunch of calls. Oh, okay. Don't have her call back. Well, all right. Here's the deal, everybody. Here's the deal. We got a new phone system. Yay! We love our phone system. Yay! Okay. Yay! You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Hey, when you listen to the show, it's an experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got more DDD stuff. Don't go anywhere. I was born with a plastic
spoon in my mouth. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hungry? Then get the Sombrero now for the Sombrero Bowl Deal. A flavorful bowl plus chips and a drink on the side. Choose from carne asada, chicken chipotle, and more. Get your fix today. Sombrero Mexican food. They cater too.
Hey, it's Kevin Davis here, and you've heard me talking about Monte Vista Village. Well, right now I'm excited to have Tracy from Monte Vista Village with me with a special offer.
Hi, Kevin. It's so nice to be with you and your listeners today. We're really excited to announce that for the first time in 2 years, we're offering a move-in special. Now, this special is for independent living residents only. But, Kevin, this is such a wonderful opportunity for anyone who's been thinking of moving to a senior living community. And just as a reminder, at Monte Vista Village, our independent living includes 3 meals a day, weekly housekeeping, laundry and linen service, and a variety of activities and transportation. So there's no reason to be lonely and stuck at home. Come visit us at Monte Vista and see what your life could be like. We would love to meet with you. Give us a call. We're at 619-465-1331, and we'd love to see you.
Get the most out of the next great stage of your life. Experience the freedom of independent living at Monte Vista Village, 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
The Hope for Kids Project through Evangelism Explosion International is a discipleship training ministry for kids. EE International's main goals are to clarify the gospel for kids, assist them to become witnesses for Jesus, and as a result, teach them how to bring others to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. From top to bottom, the materials used are biblically based. They incorporate tested and proven methods so kids not only learn to share the gospel, but are also given a foundation for spiritual growth for life. $20 will provide the materials and training for one child. $40 will train two children. $100 will help train five. Call Hope for Kids at 855-888-8889. That's 855-888-8889. Or visit evangelismexplosion.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. I love that that little piece. That's a really nice. That's really well done. I really like the way they do that. By the way, that is accurate. The podcasts are up to date completely. You can get them by going to thejewishchristian.com. You go to also go to kprz.com. Find it there. You can also go to davidspoon.com. And pretty soon we're going to put it on 50,000 other URLs, and you just put in a URL, and it'll be there. I'm kidding. All right. You know, you can send an email to the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. Facebook, you go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and make a comment. And follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Ladies and gentlemen, let me apologize right now. I'm sorry. So sorry. The reason that I'm apologizing is because our phone system is really bad. We had people calling, and it was making computer noises, and people were we had somebody call back and say, you know, I called in and all I could hear were advertisements while I was on hold, and we just want to say right now, we're sorry, so sorry. I mean, it just happens. It's one of those things you can't do anything about, but it is the advantage of a new phone system, isn't it? I think it is. It's a corporate thing. This section brought to you by Dr. Chris Gualtieri at Eye Laser and Vision Center. His website, MyNewEyes.com. And also, this segment is also brought to you by AfterForeclosure.com and our good friend John Maddox at AfterForeclosure.com. So we got them both rocking and rolling in this segment. Here's the dealios. We asked the trivia question. It turns out, I didn't know this, it turns out that we had quite a few people call back and want to answer the trivia question. So we're going to get this problem squared away, and I'm going to ask tomorrow when we get this whole thing squared away, I'm going to ask the same trivia question. Because eventually, after you get about 30 phone calls, one of these is going to get through and it's going to work. And then we'll get that trivia question answered. So everybody needs to listen tomorrow, because the odds of somebody winning are 100%. We just have to get the phone in. What do you think?
Hey, when I go see Star Trek on Saturday, do you want me to text you a spoiler?
A spoiler alert? Did you?
I'm sorry. I can, you know.
No, I don't watch
you. How it was?
Well, I, no, I don't. Don't ruin it. I'm gonna be. We're watching the old one on Sunday, and then my son's taking me.
Yeah, are you going this Sunday or the following
Well,
Sunday?
I don't know. He didn't tell me that. And Mr. Sicko, when Dad said, well, it's probably this, and it turned out to be that, because you know I'm not a doctor. Anyway, he's take me. He owes me. Well, that, and he owes me.
But
for
you play one on the radio sometimes.
Well, for 29 years, I, you know. Well, actually, for this last year, he's been helping me. The radio doesn't pay very good. Let's just keep that in mind. Here's something I wanted to cover with you for those of you that don't know. First of all, that devotional diamond of the day about Jesus coming up out of the water and the Father saying, with you I am well pleased. Some people are like, well, no, no, he was well pleased just because he got baptized. And I strongly disagree. You can disagree with me. It's okay. There's not it's not the end of the universe for you if you disagree with me or something, or if I disagree with you. But I really think that when Jesus came up out of the water and the Father said, this is my son whom I love, and I am well with him. I am with you. I am well pleased. I think that statement, well pleased, had to do with the relationship that Jesus had with the Father. I think it was an example for us to follow. Some of us have a calling into ministry that could be through our vocation, through our work. Some of us have a calling of ministry that can be through our activities. Some of us have a calling of ministry that could be through our schooling. Some of us have a calling of ministry that can be through actual full-time ministry, whatever the case may be. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It still starts with a right relationship. A right relationship with the Lord. That's where it starts. That's where everything starts. That's where it continues, and that's where it always goes. In other words, it doesn't. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a continual relationship with the Lord. And I just think that's an excellent point for all of us to be aware of, because the only way to be not just a representative but an ambassador for the King is to stay connected to the King. And if we're not getting enough time in prayer, and we're not getting enough time in Bible, not specific amounts, just the right amount for you between you and the Lord. If we're not getting that stuff in our system, if we're not spending the right time with the Lord, then we're not getting what we need from the very one who gives us everything we need. And we can't do that. That's just that's a no-go. So before we close out the show, I have to do this. Now, as many of you know, on Monday we did the Pastor Masters Golf Conference, the Pastor Masters get-together. And we did it at the Vineyard Golf Club there in Escondido. And one of the questions that I asked the pastors, which was, it's an unfair question, but it's a very difficult question. Very few people know it. And that is, how many words are in a King James Bible? How many words are in a King James Bible? So I asked that to several groups of pastors, and I didn't really expect anybody to get it. It was more funny to see the people guessing at it. So just so I can know, Robo Producer, do you have any idea? Do you remember from the tape what that number was? How many words are in the King James Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21?
A lot.
That's what another
many many words.
That's what another pastor said. You know that he said just a lot of them. That's what he said. That was a good
answer. I'm guessing somewhere above 4 digits.
Yes. Yes, that's good. That's good. There are 773,000.
Oh, that was my next guess.
692 words in a King James Bible.
I was only one off.
So, but didn't you say 4 digits? Because that's six. Just so you can know.
Somewhere above 4 digits.
Then you were 100% accurate. So the one pastor said, well, he said to me, he was very gracious. He's laughing because we're just having a good time. He said, well, it seems like more. And I said, yes, sometimes reading the King James Version can seem like more. It can have that feel to it. But 773,692. With that piece of information, you will not amaze your friends. It's just good to know. Here's something that a lot of people don't know. How many chapters are in the Bible? I mean, how many chapters? You just think, oh, there's chapters, how many? There's 1,189. So just under 1,200 chapters. How's that, huh? Everybody knows the longest chapter is Psalm 19. What a lot of people don't know is the shortest chapter is Psalm 119, and the shortest chapter is Psalm 117. And there's many people who believe that the middle verse is Psalm 118, the passage in there. There's a couple of differences on that one. And then, of course, shortest verse, Jesus wept. Longest verse is in Esther. These are the kind of thing you'd never think was so. It's like, hey, that's kind of interesting information. The longest verse is in Esther. You'd never think it would be there. We all know it's 66 books in the total Bible, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. Shortest book in the Bible, the shortest book in the Bible. What do you think about that? What's the shortest book in the Bible? Most people would kind of come out there and probably go Obadiah, but that would be incorrect. The shortest book in the Bible is 2 John. 2 John is the shortest. So you got 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. 2 John, shortest book in the Bible. Longest book in the Bible. Do you know what the longest book in the Bible is? So it's one you like to read.
Oh, Psalms.
Yep, Psalms. That's the longest book in the Bible.
I was going to guess that, but I didn't think I was right.
Yeah, and you think, well, why? That's, you don't need that information. No, but it's fun. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this.
Actually, just started reading again in a Psalm devotional last night. Started with number one.
Oh, there you go. You know what? They're all good.
Oh, they're all good.
They're all good. Although you get to one section, you can kind of, it feels like he's leaning in a couple of things. Like he's either struggling here or he's really doing well here. If you follow it and read it enough, you start seeing this wave pattern as he's kind of processing. It's pretty cool stuff. Here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really sorry about the phones. I can't do anything about that, obviously, because my phone degree is still in my Cocoa Puff kitchen table. I can't do anything about that. So they're going to get that fixed. We're going to get that taken care of. But anybody who called who couldn't get through, you just keep calling. We'll get it squared away. We'll get you taken care of, and we'll make sure you get prizes. How about that? That's cool, right? That's fair. Tomorrow we're going to do a little bit more spiritual. We didn't get to do as much spiritual. We had some pretty good interviews today, so I really liked it. I think Sue did a great job. I think Dr. J did a great job. But tomorrow we're going to get into a little bit more meat of the word kind of stuff. So that's going to be good as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. We're going to take a short 22-hour break and come back and have more fun. Keep in mind, Robo Producer, it's his birthday, just in case you want to send him a really nice present or something. Just
hey,
remember.
Dave, real quick, before we exit, have you seen Iron Man yet?
Okay, so this is your birthday present? You get to play Star Trek on the way out?
Oh, this is Iron Man.
Oh.
It's torturing you because you haven't seen
it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm a giver.
Okay. God bless you, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.